Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Police in Los Angeles say the man who shot and killed 10 people at a Monterey Park dance hall last night took his own life. Officers heard a gunshot earlier today as they approached a van he was in. Sheriff Robert Luna.
We still are not clear on the motive. The investigation continues, and that is something we are all extremely, we want to know.
Correspondent Danya Backus is in Monterey Park with reaction from locals.
This community of about 60,000 east of Los Angeles is comprised mostly of people of Asian descent.
To hear about this was just absolutely shattering, especially in our peaceful community, which I believe is so resilient and which appreciates its diversity.
I'll never be able to feel safe here again.
Now, instead of celebrating the Chinese Year of the Rabbit, residents here are searching for answers.
A search of President Biden's home in Delaware Friday turned up more documents with classified markings. Dick Durbin, the second-ranking Democrat in the Senate, says the president should be embarrassed by the situation, but he tells CNN that this is still not the same as former President Trump's handling of sensitive documents.
At its heart, the issue is the same. Those documents should not have been in the personal possession of either Joe Biden or Donald Trump. But what happened and followed from it is significantly different.
Congress gets back to Washington this week after the Martin Luther King Jr. state work period where they worked from their home districts. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe says the president is hoping to reach a deal on that ceiling.
We've heard from the White House saying that they are trying to reach out to these new members. It's going to be a meeting this week with newly elected members invited to the White House to come and meet the president, say hello. And you better believe that one of the ways they will try to work this is, are there enough Republicans out there, maybe in districts that the president won or that just know they're going to face a tough reelection, who can be at least talked to about the risks and the potential to work together.
As people in China ring in the Lunar New Year, the concern about COVID spreading is too little too late, says CBS's Elizabeth Palmer in Tokyo.
The CBS team headed more than 1,000 miles from Beijing to provincial Yunnan to check. Shooting surreptitiously as COVID's a sensitive subject, they found the virus had already arrived. The hospital's COVID ward was full. And when a woman explained that her mother had tested positive, a man nearby added, oh, almost everyone around here has tested positive, like 80%.
Happening now, officials in Pakistan says a breakdown in the national grid there has caused a nationwide power outage. Lots and lots of people with no power. They say they are working right now to fix it. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual and...
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
You know, the only I will answer the question, but here's the deal. You know, quite frankly, bugged me is that we have a serious problem here we're talking about. We're talking about what's going on, and the American people don't quite understand why you don't ask me questions about that. But having said that, what's your question?
Ooh, Dark Brandon's in the house.
He is
Thank
not
you.
Having any
Thank
of
you.
It.
What did he say? Exactly what we said. No, there, there. Here's the next one.
As we found a handful of documents were filed in the wrong place. We immediately turned them over to the archives and the Justice Department. We're fully cooperating, looking forward to getting this resolved quickly. I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there there.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Nothing burger. Nothing burger. Mm. No there there.
Nothing burger is better than Hitler burger, which
right?
is what Trump
has. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Speaking of being a there,
yeah.
What Frank Flaguzzi, who big, Travis big, big Bone Luzzi. Booked.
Big Luzzi.
Right.
Big Luzzi.
Him too. He's also going to be on.
Okay.
I know. We're all dealing with Frangela not being here this week. However, we have brought you a Sexy Liberal Friday, a Man Meat Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Hal Sparks, John Fugelsang, and Frank Flaguzzi.
Big Luzzi.
I said that. Yeah.
It's been a Man Meat week.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of men's
oh,
this
God.
Week.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
We had Jen Kirkman on Monday.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but then after that, it's been all testosterone.
Yeah, all man meat. Frank tweeted.
But Jody was in studio.
Well,
I'm on the there, there story about the Supreme Court.
Uh-huh.
Frank tweeted, there is no sign the court wanted to solve this. Thank you. They assigned it to the marshal of the court. No FBI, criminal process, no ex-clerks interviewed. Supreme Court said it's unable to identify the person who leaked the draft of the abortion ruling. That's because, you know. It's Alito or Thomas or his stupid wife.
Yeah. They didn't question the nine justices.
Thank you. Thank you. You knew it.
So
there
we've
was
narrowed
all this
it down.
Fake outrage.
We've
you
narrowed
knew
it
the
down.
Minute.
No.
You knew the minute.
No, it's reported that they did not interview the justices.
Yeah. Ellie Mistal, who we just had on yesterday, who, can I say, lit the place on fire.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I told everybody from the very beginning that if this Dobbs leaker turned out to be a Republican, the Supreme Court would somehow never find out who did it. Well, the report's out, and what do you know? They don't know who did it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so predictable, right? There's all the fake outrage uh-huh. on the right when the decision leaked, and oh
yeah.
Antifa left wing something.
Oh,
whatever. Oh, my God. Hair on fire. And then you knew. I mean, it's clear that it must have been Alito or Thomas or Jenny Thomas.
Right, it was Jenny.
I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go with the 7 a.m. drunk dialer.
Prove me wrong. Do a deposition.
Exactly.
Do an interview, Ginny.
Exactly.
Prove
exactly.
me wrong.
So we are gonna,
under oath.
We're going to talk to Frank about that. But I mean, just unbelievable. Where's the story? Hang on. Hold, please. The Supreme Court announced that it has been unable to identify the person who leaked an unpublished draft of an opinion, indicated the court was poised to roll back abortion rights in an unsigned statement. Oh, no one wanted to put their name on that?
No.
Okay. Uh-huh. The court said that all leads had been followed up. Oh, had they now?
Except.
And forensic.
Except for nine very large. Very,
yes.
The nine people most likely to have a copy of this opinion.
Right. Uh-huh.
Dahmer's there with like a toe hanging out his mouth. Did you talk to that guy about where the other guys went?
That went dark.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we started the week dark, and we're going to end it darker.
Dahmer with a toe hanging out of his mouth?
Oof.
I wouldn't use that analogy.
All right. I apologize. Too soon?
Too soon.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. A little awkward.
Okay. They said all leads had been followed. Oh, isn't this like the Brett Kavanaugh investigation?
Yeah.
Yeah. They all leads have been followed, meaning we threw them all in the dumpster. Yeah. And forensic analysis performed. Oh, really? But the team has to date been unable to identify a person responsible for a preponderance of the evidence. The report made no mention of whether the nine justices were questioned. As Travis said reportedly, they were not. Why would you? How would you ask Alito about leaking the Alito opinion? How would he have anything to do with it?
Who else would have access to it, Sam?
Right? Who would have access to the Alito
Clarence,
opinion?
Who else might have access to that?
Dana Goldberg said, I'm not going to say who did it, but it starts with a Claire and it ends with a Rince. You're right. I'm gonna give the side eye to his wife. I feel like she's the, you know, the insurrectionist.
To me, it seems like an Alito thing to do.
What's that?
It seems like an Alito thing to do.
Yeah, it does.
Seems like an Alito thing
He's
to do.
He's a sneaky, treacherous little bastard.
Yeah.
But also, Ginny Thomas was really into like keeping people in line and conspiracy theories. So like, she'd be the one who would like, well, I'm gonna leak this and make it look like Brett Kavanaugh can't change his opinion.
Speaking of Ellie Mastall,
she was too busy trying to overthrow the government.
Yes.
To do that.
Not that point.
No.
She moved on to other. She had a new hobby.
Maris. Tweets of Ellie Mastall's appearance here yesterday. Unfrozen cavewoman Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is beyond brilliant. Not that we expect anything else from you, but Jesus, I'm still cackling since hearing it on the Stephanie Miller Show. Bravo, sir.
That was good.
Unfrozen cavewoman Congresswoman. Because it's perfect, because that is exactly what she looks like.
Yeah.
If frozen caveman lawyer, you know, Barney Rubble, that's pretty much, that's her.
She has a heavy brow.
She does. Yes. She has a Neanderthalish type situation.
A prominent forehead. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. In other news, just this debt ceiling. You know why they had to kick Swalwell and Schiff off these committees? Because they're the most effective.
Yep.
They're some of the most effective Democrats at countering their bolt. And that's exactly why they had to go, right? Eric Swalwell said, let's start calling the debt ceiling exactly what it is, paying Donald Trump's bills. It's not allowing new spending. It's paying for much of what Trump and Kevin McCarthy recently spent.
Yep.
Thank you. And Brian Tyler Cohen on the stupid – by the way, here's a tip for you. Whatever the Republicans call a name, it's a bill a name, it's the opposite of the thing that they call the fair tax bill.
No.
Totally unfair.
It's only fair to rich people.
Right.
The friendly forests, clean skies. No, none of that. It's always the opposite of what they say.
It made those forests mean.
Right. Thank you. Republicans are now trying to shift taxes from the wealthy to the middle class by imposing a 30% national sales tax on everything you buy. Because, you know, they ran against inflation, so you can see how...
Making things more expensive.
Right. Groceries, cars, homes, health care, tuition. They're calling it the Fair Tax Act because they think taxes on the wealthy are unfair. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Also, a little bit of history from Mayo on Twitter. Republicans are wonderful at f***ing up the economy and blaming it on Democrats.
That's true.
Every single time. It's not Democrats that run up the debt and the deficit. It's every. Why do you think we have to have a... What was it called? American Rescue Act. We always have to rescue the economy from Republicans, right? When Clinton comes in, when Obama comes in, when Biden comes in, it's always cleaning up their mess. And then I don't know how they can continue to get away with blaming it on us. It's like, your guy was just in. This is your, okay.
Your debt?
Right. Right. Rachel Bitticoffer. This is speaking of messaging. Under Republican Party's bill, every time you spend $100, you'll be taxed $30. It's the largest tax increase on working Americans in history. It's actually, I've heard a lot of people say, it's dumb politically that they're even doing this. I mean, I don't know what they're thinking. Okay, and one last one. We mentioned this yesterday. The news broke during the show, but Jeff Tiedrich said, what Alec Baldwin did is a tragedy. What Kyle Rittenhouse did is murder. Mm-hmm. If you won't recognize the difference, I can't help you. Thank you. I'm sure we're gleeful in right-wing world because Alec Baldwin happens to be a liberal. But we got to talk to Frank about that as well. We were saying during the show, I heard other legal experts say, I think they're going to have a really tough time specifically against Alec Baldwin. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a legal expert.
Did you just call us legal experts?
Not you. Other legal experts were saying...
Well, other legal experts kind of signifies that we are also...
No, I didn't take it that way at all.
Okay.
Sure, I'll just throw you in.
Okay.
There's a very low bar in radio.
Jody watches Law and Order.
Okay. I took a law class in college.
Right. I just said yesterday, I just think it was a tragic accident, but, yes. You know, I do get... You were right, legal... That one. You, legal expert, over there.
Hey, my comm law class helped me a lot.
Is it New Mexico? Is that where
Yes.
That intent is not part of, right. does not have, you know, because obviously it was not intentional.
Right. Correct. So someone lost a life.
Right.
You know, and whether you meant to or not, someone has to be responsible.
Right. But now we get into all the minutiae. What Frank will know about this, but about Alec Baldwin says he didn't pull the trigger. And I guess forensic experts will be able to talk about that, whether the hammer, I don't know, who knows. But obviously two different people told him the gun was cold.
Clear.
And obviously he didn't think there were any real bullets anywhere on the set, you know. So anyway,
remember we heard stories about them taking the guns out and shooting them on the set.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like for fun.
Yeah,
with real with live ammunition.
Yeah,
that
like
to
during
me
downtime.
That to me is where the violation occurred because somebody
negligence. Yeah,
somebody did not empty the gun.
That
ended up back into the mix, and then it missed two safety.
And that has to do with the ballistics expert.
Yeah,
who was supposed to be on set, who apparently didn't do her job.
Yeah, and we were making the analogy about drunk driving, that, you know, that's not intentional, but you're obviously responsible. But this seems like even one step removed from that, because I don't think Alec Baldwin thought or knew he was being negligent.
I mean,
if you drink, you know you're, and you get behind the wheel, you know you're you know, taking a chance.
And it did seem like they threw the book at him. He's looking at up to 5 years. I don't think he's going to get anywhere close to 5 years, if any jail time at all.
Yeah, we'll ask. Frank's coming up in just a few minutes, but we'll ask him. I think they're going to have a tough time making that case against Alec Baldwin specifically. But, whole thing, a tragedy.
Be up to a jury.
Speaking of tragedies, David Crosby, music legend, who I knew through my friend Stephen
Stills. Was he a guest on the show a couple of times?
God, I
think he's called in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe he was back. Well, you know, Stephen's done Sexy Liberal Happy Hour and done the regular show. But and I got to watch backstage Crosby, Stills, and Nash at the Greek. Oh. And I got to see David's hair flying back, and it was fantastic. And he was I didn't know him well, but he was just the nicest. He was on John Fugelsang's show a lot, but he was the nicest guy in the world to me, and just from everything I heard. And that, it's just, boy, those musical giants are, anyway, so I'm sure Stephen is getting has got to be heartbroken over that. It's been a rough spate, hasn't it?
I heard one of the dogs cough.
It's amazing. Oh, an 8-pound dog can break the studio as well. That's good to know. Okay.
What?
There were no possums this morning. Everything was
okay.
Calm.
Okay. Everything was even calm. Though possums are good, they can be good.
Yes. Thank you. I got more possum related information than I could ever have hoped for yesterday.
I wouldn't tempt fate.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome incident has passed. Okay, Frank Liguzzi, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks.
Figluzzi.
What did I say?
Liguzzi.
I did not. You're hearing things. Grandpa Matlock's not real. 18 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by HelloFresh.
Hello.
Hi.
I have my best friend Wanda is staying here from Australia. So this was the perfect time. I have, of course, Fanny's here a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Girlfriend.
You can impress them with your cooking.
This ding dong arrived at my door.
Yep.
The first three recipes, I will keep you posted on my next ones. The first three were the salmon a l'orange, the shrimp, quinoa bowl.
With the rabbies.
No, that was
scallops.
Scallops and bacon over raviolis. I gave the bacon to him because we don't eat bacon. But still, you're supposed to do the scallops in the bacon and put it on the butternut squash ravioli.
That would be delicious.
You really missed out.
I know. Well, I give and I give to you until it hurts.
Her loss is your gain.
I had it for breakfast.
You don't even have to ask him. You just go, here, meat.
Nom, nom, nom.
Yeah. They have 35 recipes every week you get to choose from. So there's always something different. Falafel bowls, you name it. Winter warmers, a collection of globally inspired recipes featuring seasonal produce, premium proteins. I know we're all, top of mind, beginning of the year, eating well.
Yep.
Also, oh my God, you save so much time and money. I could even do it. These recipes are so simple, like 15 minutes, boom. You have all the pre-portioned ingredients, easy-to-follow recipes, all delivered right to your door. Sign up today, 22 free meals, wow, plus free shipping with the code Stephanie22 at HelloFresh.com/Stephanie22. HelloFresh.com/Stephanie22.
Next to food and music, this is mankind's greatest invention.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Oh, I can't believe it. This is great news.
Aw, thanks. Oh, I'm so nervous, but I'm excited, too.
So are you going to start telling people? Is it too soon?
I think I'll wait a little bit, you know, just in case.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, well, people are going to notice soon anyway.
Have you told your mom yet?
Not yet.
Oh, she's going to be so happy.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so nice to finally be able to say, I am quitting smoking.
Mm, congratulations.
Thank you.
If you're pregnant, there's one more exciting announcement you can make to your friends and family. You've decided to quit smoking. A lot of women are able to quit successfully when they find out they're pregnant. They have the best motivation there is, a healthy baby. Deciding to quit is the first step you can take to reduce the risks of premature delivery, low birth weight, childhood asthma, and SIDS. We can help you learn to quit. Call Great Start at 1-866-66-START.
So do I have to buy you a gift for this too?
Of course.
Every baby deserves a great start. Brought to you by the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person. And if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Yeah. Stephanie Miller.
Yep, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Frank Figluzzi coming up. G-Man at the bottom of the hour.
Yes, I'm sure he appreciates
that. All right. And then G-Spot Man, Jonathan Fiegel sang in Hal Sparks. See what I did there? I just wrote that right now.
That's not right.
That's funny. It's funny. They've seen more G-Spots than...
And both of them have enormous packages.
Yeah, yeah. And they're sexy liberals, which is why I'm wearing my sexy liberal Save Democracy tour. You know why? Because we saved democracy, Chris. We did it.
I'm still available.
Yes. And if you haven't seen the virtual, I mean, if you're missing Frangela like we are, because they're off this week, you got to see them. Sexy liberal. Save democracy, right?
It's hot.
Pay-per-view. Do it.
Yeah.
Okay, do distracted it. By the fighting dogs on my ankles.
Who's got a rope tie? Who's got a rope tie? Okay, we're going to talk to Frank, among other things, about the Alec Baldwin, tragic case. We were just saying, that's going to be for forensic experts, the whole, did he pull the trigger? Some of them are saying he had to have, there's no way a gun, but he was saying the hammer was already back, which you know what that means, Chris.
Oh.
You know who's going to start calling.
One of these people?
Yeah, because I will admit I don't know anything about guns.
The Gunslinger, starring Chuck Boltback. Brought to you by Chesterfield Cigarettes, when one lung is enough.
The Gunslinger roamed the West, but only appeared to people after there was trouble.
Oh, my.
Them Indians just came out of nowhere.
Well.
Thank God nobody's hurt.
They attacked our wagon train with Winchesters.
Pardon me, ma'am.
Huh? Where'd you come from?
Those weren't Winchesters.
What?
Used by the Redskins.
Excuse me?
Native Americans. The rifle used by the Radicals was the Colt Burgess rifle, also known as the 1883 Burgess rifle, a lever-action repeating rifle, which, although utilizing the same .44-40 Winchester cartridge...
Oh, we need some help here, mister.
...has an octagonally shaped 650-millimeter barrel, and actually a stronger action design than the Winchester.
Is anybody going
to
help?
Because it has a toggle joint system to lock the breech block and the extension of the loading lever.
Oh, forget it, Mary. Let's go.
No kidding. What a schmuck.
The Gunslinger.
People don't know. They just don't know. They have no idea.
By the way, who was that balding, overweight, middle-aged man? I wanted to smack him.
That was the Gunslinger.
Yep.
Okay. Stay tuned now for Have Gun, Will Troll.
Thank you.
So much for Taylor Green Show. Yeah.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Seth, the homo of hope from Los Angeles.
Oh, hey, Seth.
Hello, Seth.
Good morning, Stephanie, Chris, and Travis, and those two beautiful pups.
Thank you.
So, happy Friday. So I have a solution, the answer to the fabricated debt problem.
Yes.
Okay.
Here it is. Okay. So for every Republican who votes to hold us hostage, in their districts, their constituents lose their Medicare and lose their Social Security.
There you go.
And then
that is a wonderful talk radio but completely unworkable solution, and we thank you for that.
But it will work because in 2 years, let's have some hope, Stephanie.
All right.
Those
I'm sorry.
They will be voting Democrat.
That's
and,
true.
Oh, by the way, about the possum situation,
yes.
Here's a little thing. So be careful because when the young possums are in your yard, my little dog, Rex, has picked them up and brought them inside.
Oh,
and
great.
I have come home
fantastic.
And seen Rex on one side of the couch and the possum
no,
on the other side.
No, you have not. You are a lying homo of hope.
No. And Stephanie, one
that.
Step worse.
I believe
worse.
That.
One time I came home and Rex and the little baby possum were in my bed.
Oh.
So, So do not, here's some advice. I'm going to, do not tell Danny Sitzka this story because right now you
I
have
she doesn't listen.
She's a late sleeper, so we're always safe here.
Okay,
unless she listens later.
You have half a U-Haul, and you want that other half of the
yes,
U-Haul.
Yes, I need the other half.
Your house. Yes. So
all right.
Don't let
thank
her
you,
see
Seth.
This section.
Don't anyone right, tell Fanny Sitka about the problems on the bed. Okay. By the way, would you like a little update on the most handsome, romantic, athletic, amazing dogs is in the world? That's good that I have a giant dog. They're still from all the years of giant dogs.
Yes.
So they have room to get their possum friends in as well. But they are both using the dog. Clyde's a little slower. He's a little pretty boy. He's a little slower. But they're both using the dog door like a champ now on their own. You used to have to help Clyde a little. Like
Clyde's a himbo.
Yes, he's a little bit
good,
of a himbo.
But he's a little bit.
He's kind of more of a
doink.
Twink.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll go like right next to the doink, doink, like in the dog door's right here and he hits the glass.
Okay.
But anyway. point. Oh, we have to break. Okay. Well, anyway, yeah. They're both
and we have
the
a guest here.
And they've had their first hike yesterday. And thank you for the don't over-exercise a pup. They're not puppies. They're 2 years old. And they did great on the hike on the double leash. Yes, you did. Frank Figluzzi. Next.
Yes.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Police say the man responsible for a deadly mass shooting at a dance hall in Monterey Park, California, is dead from a self-inflicted wound. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna.
I can confirm that there are no outstanding suspects from the mass shooting incident that occurred in the city of Monterey Park.
10 people died in the rampage. More documents marked classified turn up at President Biden's home during a 13-hour search by the FBI on Friday. Republican Congressman Mike Turner on CBS's Face the Nation.
What's amazing about all this is it takes us to the question of why were these documents here? Well, now that we learn that some of these go back to his Senate time, you know, clearly he's become a serial classified document hoarder.
In Buffalo, New York, Bills safety DeMar Hamlin was at the stadium, but it was not enough to hold back the Bengals, who now move on to the AFC title game. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to The Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The pre-dawn unprecedented raid
on a former president's home where they're rifling through the personal belongings of a former first lady, where conveniently, Eric, press had the ability to be outside where there was wall-to-wall coverage of that situation in order to give the illusion of some sort of wrongdoing on the part of Donald Trump.
Oh, you know what? Cancel Frank Luguzzi. We have Lara Trump. I don't know what I was thinking.
She's going to get to the bottom of all of this.
Hang on, Lara, go ahead. Hang on. Yeah, go ahead, Lara. I'm sorry. What else?
Then we kind of got to a point where the liberal media did something that they have never done, which I was sort of like, what is going on here? They're actually in the press briefing with Karine Jean-Pierre. Okay. Whenever Joe Biden was up there kind of like talking about whatever he was droning on about, throwing questions at him. And it wasn't just Peter Ducey doing so. And I said, wait a minute. Something's happening here. Hey. Is this the ploy to make sure that Joe Biden doesn't run in 2024?
Well.
Laura Trump, snap detective.
No offense, Jessica Fletcher. Not sure when you were at Quantico, but let's talk to our guest. Let's talk to our...
Just cracked him up.
Frank Figluzzi.
Frank Figluzzi.
Frank Figluzzi.
Former G-Man.
FBI.
Frank Figluzzi joins us now.
In color.
Frank Figluzzi, the former FBI Assistant Director for Counterintelligence.
Figluzzi. Oh, my goodness.
I feel like I need my favorite G-Man. She's got
you all. Author of the bestseller, FBI Way, Inside the Bureau's Code of Excellence.
We're in the FBI and you fought against crime.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning.
FBI agent.
Good morning. I love the part in the intro where it says I'll be in color, which is good. Some days I feel kind of gray, so this is good.
Well, you heard it. That's the latest conspiracy theory that the, I don't know, Democrats, liberal media, somebody set Joe
We're
Biden
trying to
up
get Joe Biden
to something.
Now.
Right. I do think that probably Bernie Sanders planted the documents in the Wilmington house of Biden so that Biden can't run again. It's all making sense now.
No fingerprints because he always wears those mittens. So
Bernie is so good at stealth ops.
The second time I cracked him up already. We just started. Yeah. This is a good morning.
Well, I'm already thinking of the crime scene techs in the FBI looking for the hair and fiber off the Bernie mitts, which they probably already have a record of on file.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pardon me. Okay, Frank, you wrote a piece everybody's talking about because that's how you roll. Your piece is, now's a good time for Joe Biden to invite the FBI into his house. A consent search would not only benefit Biden, it would also be beneficial for the FBI and Department of Justice. Explain that to us.
Yeah, you know, this really, everybody's kind of scratching their heads over this, but for folks who know me, I just plod through every day pretending like things are normal and explaining how things work normally in law enforcement. Normally in a leak investigation, the next thing you do, like, let's pretend I'm still the assistant director. And by the way, I would have had oversight of this leak investigation because it set in counterintelligence that responsibility.
And Lara Trump would have worked under your purview, I imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the next thing I would have done is, if this were anybody but Biden, I'd go, hey, let's ask the guy if we can search his house, have him sign the consent form. Every FBI agent worth their salt has in their briefcase or in their trunk a consent to search form. It's like, hey, do you mind if we look around? This happens every day in our country. And Biden's cooperating, right? Yeah. And he makes great hay that he's cooperating. And I tend to believe him. Yeah, okay. And we go, hey, let's look around. And what would this do? It's the next logical investigative step for national security. This new guy, Robert Hur, the new special counsel, he's going to come in and go, what's the scope? Do we have an idea of how many documents we're dealing with beyond what they've turned over? We don't know. Yeah. Let's ask.
Yeah.
That's what we do. And it helps national security. It helps the investigation. And it helps Biden, you know, from a public perception standpoint, because guess what? Donald Trump never did that. Donald Trump would never invite the FBI into his residence. So that just seems the next logical step. I know logic has escaped us, but that's the next thing you would do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, you know, us lay people can try to explain this over and over to a blue in the face, the differences between the Trump and Biden situations. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they're like, where's the rain on Biden? Where's the pictures? Like, not
right. I'm sure you've told your listeners, look, two quick things about what you need for a search warrant, because that's what they keep saying is, where's the raid? Where's the raid? You need to show evidence of a crime and you need to show that evidence of that crime is in the place to be searched. Well, what's the crime here? The crime could, theoretically, which is why we have a special counsel, could be mishandling of documents. That's a low-level crime. And yes, it could be. But guess what? That crime, if you read the statute, requires intent to squirrel something away, hide it unlawfully, inappropriately. We have no evidence of intent. So a magistrate's not going to sign a search warrant. So therefore, that's where I get the consent to search theory.
Yeah. You also said context is important. A lawyer with a clearance looked through the materials being turned over and saw more pages marked classified amongst them. White House says more documents with classified markings, you know, when they were found at Biden's. Isn't that part of the problem, Frank, is that some people didn't have clearance to see it? So what? Explain that process to us.
So, yeah, you know, obviously, if you've got a steady diet of Fox News, all you're hearing is, oh, there were even more documents found. Well, when I say context is important, what I mean is those additional five or whatever documents that were found in that box in the room adjacent to the garage, those were found by a guy with a clearance who was sent in afterwards. So it appears the instructions were given to the first lawyer, hey, if you see something, stop, box it up, right? And let us know. Then here comes a guy with a clearance going, okay, I went through those additional docs in that same box, and I think there's more classified. So this is not the huge, oh my God, they're hiding, there's even more documents. No, it was a clearance thing. Now, the problem, of course, is the Wall Street Journal has reported that Biden went to DOJ. This, by the way, I haven't seen anyone else confirm this. Went to DOJ and said, you guys want to tag along, my lawyers are going to do a search. And allegedly DOJ said, no, not right now, thanks. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you find.
Yeah.
So for people saying, oh, he's nefariously searching by himself, he's having his lawyers do it.
Yeah.
Well, apparently DOJ told him, tell us what you find. So it's a mishandling case. I feel horrible for if this is a clerk or an aide who boxed up the stuff at the end of his term and sent it, not realizing it's intermingled with classified. Oh, my God, I feel sorry for him. Someone's going to be held accountable. But let's put it, context is important. Yeah. Let's just go with what we know.
Yeah. You also wrote about Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar on the Homeland Insecurity Committee, as you call it. I mean, Frank, what kind of world did you wake up in as a former FBI guy when everyone on the Homeland Security Committee was involved in the insurrection and asked for a pardon?
We are living life upside down, Stephanie. Yeah. Truly, you can't make this stuff up. It would flop as a movie script because people would go, that can't happen. You can't.
Because there's been no accountability. The people that tried to overthrow the government are now running it. So
Marjorie Taylor Greene got to where she is as a QAnon encourager. She thinks that Parkland school shooting and Newtown Sandy Hook school shooting was staged play actors. She's encouraged violence against Democrat leaders, and she's now sitting on Homeland Security. I testified as assistant director at the Bureau before the Homeland Security Committee. It's a serious committee with a serious mission, and I can't imagine that she's not going to muck it up in a very big way.
She's a 9/11 truther. I mean, on the homelands. Yeah. Okay.
There's no evidence of a plane crashing into the Pentagon.
Right.
She said.
Person. Yeah. Sure. Since you brought up, I have to say, this is our people who belong in prison stack. Travis, is that correct?
Yes.
Michael Flynn will be holding one of his QAnon conferences at a Trump. So now there's no separation between Trump and the QAnon crazies. He's fully embracing them. But one of the people speaking, I just wanted to talk to you about the Law and Order Party, our Republican Party. Well, the flyer features Scott McKay, known as the Patriot Street Fighter. He wields a tomahawk on stage and urges his fans to threaten violence against police officers enforcing coronavirus restrictions. This is at the former president's, whatever, a QAnon conference. Yeah.
Flynn is a very dangerous guy. He rose to power, national security advisor, former general. And, you know, he's made some comments that kind of simultaneously you have to wonder, is he faking all of this? Because he made some comments the other day that kind of renounced QAnon as craziness, right? But yet he'll turn around. He's taken the QAnon pledge on video. Is he playing a game? What's going on? But the guy is extremely dangerous, and he's not going away. He's a convicted felon, by the way. I keep reminding people of that. No one seems to care. Yeah, we're in a bad way with regard to Flynn and those around him.
Let's talk about, I had to read your tweet right off the top of the show about the Supreme Court. You said there is no sign the court wanted to solve this. They assigned it to a marshal of the court. No FBI, no criminal process, no ex-clerks interviewed. Supreme Court said it's unable to identify the person who leaked the abortion ruling. This reminds me of the Brett Kavanaugh investigation. I mean, what happened here, Frank? How are they able to just go, nope, couldn't find it?
Yeah, you're the first person that's actually made the very astute connection because there are similarities. Let's recap real quickly on Kavanaugh. The White House, per protocol, a longstanding memorandum of understanding with the FBI for years, dictates the reinvestigation of candidates they nominate for high office, including Supreme Court justice. So people get all upset about the FBI not fully investigating Kavanaugh during his candidacy. But they have to understand there's a protocol in place where the White House dictates the parameters of a reinvestigation.
Yeah.
Well, it's really very close to what just happened with the Supreme Court investigation. The irony here is astounding because the Supreme Court decided they would give this leak investigation, which they, by their own words, claim is one of the biggest breaches of security in the history of the Supreme Court. So what did they do with it? They kept it in-house. They gave it to this person called the Marshal of the Supreme Court. She is essentially the chief of police for the building.
Yeah.
She has no law enforcement background, Stephanie.
Yeah.
And from what we know so far, and we know very little, it appears they kept their investigation only to onboard active employees of the Supreme Court and not, for example, outside to ex-clerks who may have been in the building at the time the Roe v. Wade overturning draft was drafted, right? Did they talk to the spouses that people say, yeah, I told my spouse. Did you talk to the spouse? Did you limit this? Did you even, the New York Times says, we don't even know if they talked to the justices. So no criminal process, no FBI. They went outside and asked IT forensic experts to come in and look at the computers, right? What happened here? It seems to me, if they really wanted to get to the truth, they would have called in the FBI with criminal process, because, by the way, crime has occurred. It was mishandling of government documents, went outside the building. No, they seem not to get to the truth. And here's the thing. I was on Nicole Wallace on MSNBC yesterday. She said, well, Frank, can't they call? John Roberts surely wants to take this seriously. Do you think he'll call in the FBI now? Here's the thing. If they truly did an internal administrative inquiry, and they told their employees, you got to cooperate because we're doing this. And if you don't, there'll be some internal discipline. You could lose your job. That is called administratively compelled. Guess what? If you've been administratively compelled to cooperate in your boss's investigation, that can't be used against you criminally.
Yeah.
So the FBI would be getting a spoiled investigation.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all interesting. Let's quickly, I have so much to talk to you about. I feel like all the headlines are connected. John Eastman is unbowed as investigations proliferate. Right to Kansas man says God told him to threaten local GOP lawmaker for ignoring dangers of wizards and sorcery. I mean, this craziness from January 6 on through New Mexico and the shootings of Democratic lawmakers' homes. I mean, this insurrection is just continuing, right? Because the people like John Eastman all the way up to Trump have not been held accountable. What is your take on where we are with all that?
It's pretty dire. I hate to be the guy who always comes in and says the sky is falling, but Stephanie, it looks like the sky is falling. I'm guilty of this too. I keep focusing on the need for accountability. Yes, of course, we need high-level people held accountable criminally. But I have to tell you, we have developed what I call a semi-permanent insurgency in this country, and accountability, seeing certain people carted off to prison for criminality, maybe even the former president, will not be enough to de-radicalize, deprogram these people who have bought into this nonsense.
Right.
And it's going to take forever. And typically, experts on anti-radicalization will tell you what it takes is their own cohorts, their own leaders, their gurus, their mentors to come and say, time out, we got to stop this. That's true anti-radicalization. But do you see that happening with Trump and his cohorts? Absolutely not.
Yeah. Quickly, the Alec Baldwin, this tragic case that just broke yesterday. So we're all, you know, lay people just, you know, fumbling around. We're not forensic experts. We don't know. It would seem to me they're going to have a really hard time making a case against Alec Baldwin specifically. I know intent is not necessary for a manslaughter charge in New Mexico, but give us your take on that whole case.
It is really troubling. Look, I also don't think a jury is going to buy off on this charge. I like accountability. I thought accountability would take place with regard to civil settlement, a big fat check being written. But what you have to focus on is his role as a producer, not so much as an actor who's just been handed a gun. That right. So when you look at the totality of the circumstances, the stories we're hearing about going cheap on an armorer, disregarding complaints from people who literally left the set saying it's too dangerous with the guns. Rumors that target practice was occurring in downtime on the set. So you've got this knowledge that something's really not right. You're going on the cheap. People have live rounds somewhere on set. That's where I think the DA is going to focus. And I get it, but I also feel horrible for anybody that's told by an expert, this is a cold gun.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, with no training, in my training, you verify I know the difference between a bullet that's real and not. I think. Right. With 25 years of training. But he doesn't have that. Right. So it's a mess, Stephanie. And it raises the question of whether or not Hollywood can do this better than they currently do it. He says he didn't pull the trigger, but he says he did pull the hammer back. Well, you may know once you pull that hammer back, that gun can go off.
It's the same things, All right. I'd rather be gunsplained to by an expert.
Yes.
Frank, last question before you go. If I wanted to go on a cruise to Alaska with you, how would I do that?
Aha! Yes. So if people are thinking all of this craziness has got me really, really hurting, I need time away. We're going to do that. I've decided to host a nice high-end Oceania Cruise Lines cruise to Alaska this summer in June.
Ooh.
If you want more details, great excursion. It's going to be a lot of fun. We can deprogram and reset.
Nice.
Go to my website, frankfigluzzi.com, and you'll get all the details on the Oceania cruise, and the ship will be the Regatta.
Oh,
great food, great people.
All right, we link to it, and the only thing I've ever seen more beautiful than you is Glacier Bay in June. I've been there.
True. There you go.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Have a good day. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. 51 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Bonnie and Clyde's new dynamite.
Oh.
They don't know. It's extra love. Sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle. When you sprinkle it on their food, it's just, I love you an extra amount, Bonnie and Clyde.
Mm-hmm. And they just think it's delicious.
I do it in Chris's, too. He's like, when I'm working out there, he brings his little tub of food, and he doesn't even know I lift it up because I love him, and I sprinkle, sprinkle. It's a meat meal.
When he goes to microwave it, you just do your little supplements to it.
No
I'm wonder
sorry.
My coat is so shiny.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean meat meal. I meant meal booster. It is a freeze-dried meat meal, which is it is amazing. It just adds a whole bunch of extra protein and omegas. You sprinkle it on top of your pet's food for a delicious, meaty taste, packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and the immune system. That's why Chris is always so bright-eyed and bushy-tailed in the morning at insane o'clock. Dynavite's so confident your pet will benefit, they offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase. You have nothing to lose. Bonnie and Clyde approved. Dynavite.com, DINOVITE.com, Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See site for details.
Woohoo! Golly, that sure was fun!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Explore the Columbia and Snake Rivers with American Cruise Lines. Visit the scenic landscapes of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, and the Columbia River Gorge as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony as our crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Let's go. Let's get cruising. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. One more time, that's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Looking to save time and money in the new year? Get HelloFresh and take control of the clock and your budget with delicious recipes delivered right to your door. Spend less time in the kitchen with new fast and fresh recipes like falafel power bowls or Southwest pork and bean burritos each packed with flavor and ready in just 15 minutes. With over 35 weekly recipes and 70 seasonal and convenience items, there's always something new to try, and pre-portioned ingredients, step-by-step instructions make it easy to whip up a tasty meal right at home. This year, skip that extra trip to the market, cut back on takeout, and get HelloFresh delivered instead. At 25% cheaper than takeout, HelloFresh is the easiest, most delicious way to save. Start the new year off right with a great deal on America's number one meal kit. Sign up today for 22 free meals plus free shipping with the code Stephanie22 at HelloFresh.com/Stephanie22. That's code Stephanie22 at HelloFresh.com/Stephanie22. Hey, it's Stephanie Miller. Here's what we're talking about. Did I mention that Kevin McCarthy, the aforementioned piece of he is just a coward. Not just that he took amazing congresspeople off of committees that were well qualified. He put Marjorie Taylor Greene on Homeland Security. Yes. She's an insurrectionist in charge of Homeland Security. Yes. Someone that previously has said 9/11 was a hoax. Oh, my God.
Find the Stephanie Miller Show every Monday through Friday at 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, right here on Progressive Voices.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. In the moment, Bill decides to knight himself, Sir Parties a Lot. He begins his champagne toast with, "So the groom and I meet five cheerleaders in Cancun." Then he asks the bride if she should really be wearing white. He tells family friends he's a love doctor. On the dance floor, he rips off his tuxedo shirt. He swings it over his head and asks the photographer, "Are you getting this?" He dives on the floor and does the worm. Bill tells the best man he'll see him at the after party, and the best man's sister at the after party.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive, but what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It's slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
This portion of the show brought to you by Christmas coming, actually not, I guess not early, late. My Genucel package arrived.
Yes.
With XD cream, too. My nighttime cream, my
surprise.
Under eye circle cream, right? The immediate effects for under eye wrinkles.
Uh-huh.
OMG. It's time for Genucel's New Year's clearance event. For a limited time, save over 70% off Genucel's most popular package. We all use it. We all love it. Men, women, all skin types, all ages.
Yep.
You can look 5, 10, even 15 years younger. We hear it all the time. In all the hubbub over how young I look, it's lost how young Travis and Chris look.
Well,
it's not just the immaturity.
Right. We're hanging in there.
Yeah. It's guaranteed or 100% of your money back. We love it. Right now, they throw in that vitamin C serum absolutely free. That is amazing for hydration in the winter. Go to genucel.com/Stephanie. Enter the code Stephanie at checkout. Every order is automatically upgraded to free shipping for the new year. Don't wait. genucel.com/Stephanie. genucel.com/Stephanie. It is a sexy liberal Friday. John Fugelsang and Hal Sparks.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Too much sexy.
Yeah. On the Stephanie Miller Show.
You You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom. Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.